Well, today we're going to be talking about the prospects for war crimes trials of the war criminals who launched those wars of aggression.
And it's Bill Pepper.
Great. My first guest, William Pepper. William Pepper is one of the best-known human rights attorneys. He's been in the thick of some of the most important issues of the past several decades, including the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination. He's a friend of Dr. King, who wrote Act of State, the definitive treatment of that assassination. He's also been involved in NYCCan.org, the effort to get a new investigation of 9/11 in New York City. And he's in the thick of it advising the Spanish court about war crimes trials against Bush, Cheney, and their co-conspirators. So we'll bring on Josh Blakeney after William Pepper. So it's going to be a great show. Welcome, William Pepper, to Fair and Balanced. How's it going?
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So, boy, we have a lot to talk about, only 15 minutes. Let's start and get this out of the way right away. What happened at NYCCan.org?
Well, the over 80,000 New York citizens signed a petition for the calling for a new investigation and the establishment of a commission to be put to the voters by referendum. And 30,000 were required in the first instance, and then another 15,000. So, in the second, if it went to the city council and they turned it down under the home rule statute in New York, but the city clerk and the corporation council decided to challenge the petition in the first instance, and they rejected it. They rejected a substantial portion of the signatures in the first go-round that left the number below the required 30,000. And so we filed a motion for summary judgment and went to court, and that as the review was proceeding of the signatures they had rejected, it became clear that there were well over 30,000 valid signatures, so they backed off that objection, and the Corporation Council then fashioned its case on a number of legal technical objections. And in New York State, under the Home Rule Statute, it's very difficult to mount this kind of fight. It's very different than California. And they can try to find any technical means of throwing it out, and that's effectively what happened. It went to the court, and we went to the court, and the judge referred it to a referee. The referee adopted the objections, the legal objections of the Corporation Council, and then the judge adopted the referee's opinion, and they disallowed the petition, effectively threw it out. It then comes down to was a long-winded discussion within the group, the executive committee in New York, as to whether or not to mount this fight, take it further, and go to the appellate division. And I think substantially, we believe that there was a strong consensus after a lot of discussion that this would be pouring good money after bad, after bad results, so that it was unlikely that the appellate division was going to overturn, and it would probably exhaust the funds that had been raised for the drive. So alternative strategies are now being developed with respect to mobilizing a public relations campaign, a variety of efforts, and I'm particularly interested in the possibility of mounting a civil action on behalf of some of the victims' families, but in a select jurisdiction with particularly well-chosen defendants that would enable us to put on in the court of law all of the evidence that has now developed over a period of over a period of the last 8 years. The substantial evidence that about unanswered questions in all aspects of that tragedy. If we do mount that kind of action, of course, we would have the subpoena power of a court behind us. These are not easy cases to bring, so you have to think very carefully in terms of strategy and in determining your jurisdiction, even the judge. And so that's the kind of thought process that I'm going through with some colleagues at this point in time.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. The press release that was sent out didn't give a very clear answer, at least that I could discern, but what you've said makes it much more clear that the prospects for winning were not good, and you're looking for a better legal venue to pursue a different kind of case, and that makes sense to me. By the way, can you just feel free to not answer this if you don't want to, but can you confirm or deny a rumor that a leading constitutional scholar refused to help NYCCan.org when he asked, promise me that this will not hurt Israel, and you couldn't promise him that?
He's not a constitutional scholar. He was at all. He is an election law specialist, and the election laws in any jurisdiction tend to require a good deal of very particular experience and knowledge this was a particular election. I won't name him, but a particular election lawyer who is a specialist in this area. And yes, he did raise the issue of Israel and whether or not the Israeli activists or operatives were going to be in any way brought into the limelight because of 9/11. I was amused with the query, and I said, well, why are you asking me that? Do you know something that I don't know?
Well, some people say that everybody knows that there was an Israeli angle to 9/11, and it's the worst kept secret out there, but a lot of people are worried about that.
Anyway, that was the nature of that conversation, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's move on to the war crimes prospects. That's what we're talking about today. Josh Blakeney is a war crimes enforcement